Welcome to another Carlin Load Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Sean, it's been a big weekend for sports, hasn't it?
Well, the last couple of weeks, this last weekend just gone was big in terms of AFL.
Yep.
SANFL.
Yep.
And, of course, my favourite V8 supercars at Bathurst. And, of course, if the prelim finals were the weekend just gone, we know we've got the big AFL grand final coming up.
Yeah, we had the SANFL grand final with coinciding with Bathurst as well. So it was just unbelievable. Let's talk a little bit about Bathurst.
Brownlow medal as well.
Oh, yeah, unbelievable. It's all happening, mate. What can we do?
Well, think about it. It wasn't that long ago we were having all these podcasts about no sport because of COVID-19. And the great thing is we're now sitting here a few months later, and to the credit of all of the people that organise these sports, they've got them off the ground and they've had their season. So well done to everybody. And it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, big effort, thinking outside the box. So, yeah, good on them.
The one thing that I'm having difficulty with is the crossover seasons because there's no break. In fact, the summer seasons like cricket and baseball all started 2 weeks ago and we still haven't played the AFL Grand Final. I mean, it's
got to go with it. Just go with the flow.
Yeah.
Don't fight it.
Now, I don't know a lot about Bathurst, except that it seems to be on every year in New South Wales, and it's 161 laps.
You don't know much about it.
No, sorry.
Bathurst, to me, is equivalent, like the start of Bathurst is equivalent to the start, the first bounce of the AFL Grand Final, in my mind, and many Australians, like, they get a big viewing audience to sit there. The start of Bathurst is one of those moments.
Look, I understand. I've been to four AFL Grand Finals. How many have you been to?
None.
How many Bathursts have you been to?
None.
So what's your comparison? You're talking about...
I watch them.
You watch them.
I watch them. And to me, I love my car racing, but Bathurst is one of those, it's an historical event in Australia and the world because Mount Panorama is like just an awesome track.
No, and I respect that.
Yeah, and so people all from all around the world respect it and what is done there every year.
Now, it's 1,000 Ks. It's 161 laps of 6.213-kilometre circuit. I mean, that's quite a big circuit, mate, isn't it?
It's a big circuit and, it's a very difficult circuit, like a lot of elevation, very fast, long straights across the top of the mountain. Like those guys, when you see the footage now, and that's the wonderful thing now, the footage that they can get on TV and what the camera angles are just amazing. You're seeing cars doing 200 kilometres an hour over the top of the mountain and they are within a centimetre of those concrete walls. And, of course, sometimes they are closer to the wall than they should be.
Now, look, I must admit, when the Grand Prix was on in Adelaide, I used to go a little bit, and I do have some interest, but obviously your interest in motorsports is probably equivalent to my interest in baseball.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I know a bit, but I'm not the real historian like yourself, but I just love car racing and I love Bathurst. That is my weekend. And so I said to my wife and my son, look, this is my weekend. Just get out. Leave me alone. So I spent the whole day in the recliner. I had my food and drinks all organized. And all day I just watched Bathurst. I did have a little nap halfway through. But
now, I noticed there's a guy, was it Van Gisbergen?
Shane Van Gisbergen. The big teams in V8 supercars are the Red Bull Holden Racing Team, which have been dominant for a long time, and the other big team, the Shell V-Power Racing, which originally was Dick Johnson Racing. So most people into Australian racing would know of Dick Johnson, of course. But Roger Penske Racing from America, have actually taken a big sharehold in that. So they're the two sort of big teams. And so Red Bull versus Red Bull or Holden, they're the Holden dealer team or racing team. And, of course, Shell represent the Mustangs, the Ford. But this year, and Shane Van Gisbergen is one of the best drivers going around, New Zealander, mind you. In fact, interesting, there was a lot of New Zealanders it should be a real Trans-Tasman championship. But Van Gisbergen won the championship a few years ago when he moved to Red Bull. And he'd been chasing trying to win Bathurst because that's what everyone wants to win.
But hasn't he finished second by less than a second a couple of times?
He has. Last year he got second by less than a second, and I think it was 2:16. It was 0.4 of a second. So over 1,000 kilometres at the end of the race, there's only 0.4 of a second separating first and second.
Wasn't there one time where he had a pit stop and his car stalled or something?
2:14. He was racing for Techno Racing, which was a smaller racing outfit. Doing very well. He was leading that race. It was really heartbreaking for him because he came into the pit, final pit, came in, had the race under control, did the pit stop, and then the car stalled. And by the time he got it going again, I think he ended up 14th or something like that. That's how close it was. So that was heartbreaking for him and Techno Racing. And the year after, he left and got a big contract at Red Bull Racing.
Now, Red Bull Holden Racing Team, are they going to keep the Holden name?
No, this is it. That was the historical part of this year. It was the last time, in fact, the last time that Holden will be represented in at Bathurst, and the last time Holden will race at in the V8s. So
they're basically going to crash out of it. No more Holden.
Well, of course, we know that Holden have pulled out of Australia, and therefore they've also pulled out of racing now. So there's some big moves afoot because, of course, Ford International, Holden were part of General Motors, and so basically next year it will be General Motors versus Ford. Ford bought the Mustangs in to replace the Falcons a few years back, and the Mustangs have been really dominant. And so what's going to happen is the Holden teams will have to make a choice. They can either race Mustangs, or what they're bringing in now is actually the Camaros. So they're going to be racing the new Camaro for that. So it'll still be GM versus Ford, which is part of the real history of the V8s touring cars in Australia, but it will not be Holden anymore.
Now, a couple of household names, they must be household because I know them. It's Craig Lowndes, I think he's won 7, hasn't he? And Jamie Wincup, they were together. They're in the Red Bull Holden team as well. What happened to them?
This is the big disappointment. I love Craig Lowndes. He is fabulous. And, of course, he's retired from full-time racing. Jamie Wincup is 7 times champion, not at Bathurst, but like Australian champion for the V8 supercars. He is like one of the best over the last decade plus. Great team, but because Lowndes is out of racing, so and this year with COVID, he hasn't had a big opportunity. But his first stint was fabulous. He passed a couple of guys. They were up into 5th place. And doing a great job, gave it to Wincup, and Wincup put it in the wall. Put it in the wall, lap 33 of 161. And so I just almost cried. I couldn't believe it. I saw it coming. He made a few moves, and he just was not patient enough. He could have easily made a pass down the straight, but he tried to make a pass on a corner that just wasn't there, and bang, got on the dirty stuff straight in the wall.
Tried his luck, and it failed.
It did.
How was when you're watching it and your moment of glory obviously is the start and the finish, but at the start, do the hair stand up on the back of your neck?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just love it. Like the cars do their formation lap, they come back, you've got that time and they're revving the engine, the lights are coming on, and then bang, and off they go. And you just don't know what's going to happen at the beginning. Like cars are stalling, cars are spinning their wheels, cars all over the place, but yeah, this was a pretty clean start this time. No real major damage, and they all got away pretty cleanly, and off they went.
Now, let's talk footy. Now, before we get on to the AFL, let's talk about the SNFL. They had the grand final. Now, they had North Adelaide playing the Eagles. North Adelaide had won the second
North Adelaide
semi.
Would have been going in favourite, surely. Would
well,
do you think so?
The Eagles were minor premiers. I don't know. It's hard to say, but the thing is, with what happened 2 years ago with a 19-man fiasco when North were trailing the Eagles by plenty, like 47 points down into the third quarter, and they got up and won it and went on to win the premiership against Norwood. Well, there were so many familiar-type scenarios with this game, the grand final, because North started well. They kicked the first 3 goals. So they led 3-4-1-1 at quarter time. Fairly good footy. Second quarter, Eagles absolutely dominated. They kicked 9 goals to to one goal. It was brilliant footy. Really enjoyed watching the way they played, but I was very disappointed with the second half. Over the second half, Eagles kicked three goals and so did North. North got two consolation goals late, but it was just, you know, they closed shop and it was
so
just...
what was the difference in the second quarter? Like,
they were electric. They just played some of the best footy I've seen this season. It was just...
And did North Adelaide just not have any answers?
No, no, they didn't. And there was guys, they just seemed to grow a leg for the Eagles. And there was one guy I was watching, Angus Paul, and he's got this long red hair and he's not exactly the nicest looking guy in the competition. And he kicked two wonderful goals and set up a couple. And at the end of the day, I thought he might be a chance for the Jack Odie medal because when the heat was still in the kitchen, he was standing up and dictating terms. But there's another guy, Jordan Ford, who kicked four goals in the first half. He ended up with the Jack Odie medal for best on ground. Jordan got 24 possessions. Angus got 19. But Jimmy Tumpus got 30 possessions. But it's not worthy talking about North Adelaide because really no one stood up for them. They were just – they probably were unpaid spectators. They did not pay to get in. And so they probably enjoyed watching the Eagles' magnificent play in the second quarter.
And the Eagles against the Panthers the week before did something similar. They
ran away with it, didn't they? Yeah, I was hoping that South Adelaide – would have made the grand final. They haven't been in a grand final since 79. They haven't won a flag since 64. And it would have been a nice fairy tale because over the last 10 years, every team except for South and Port Adelaide have won the premiership. So Port have got enough. So it would have been good to see South.
It's nice to get the underdog up there, isn't it? But not this time.
No, but Eagles deserve it. Hats off. The good thing for Central District is the last game of the season, they beat the Eagles.
Well, let's hope they can start that way next year.
Yeah, now getting on to the AFL, experience won out with Geelong.
Very disappointing. Or not. Well,
Geelong smashing Brisbane.
Geelong smashed Brisbane, didn't they?
And,
but the final here, Richmond Port, that was a tough game. That 11, was a really
11
good
points
final.
Was the,
6 points.
Yeah, 11 points was the biggest margin for the whole day.
It was, and like, if you look at the, every time, 2-3 to 2-1, Port were up at, first quarter, they were tied at half time. Richmond were 2 points up at three quarter time. So it was just that seesawing game where they just really never got away. But then Richmond just did enough and they made enough of the last quarter to. And actually, Port hit the front early in the last quarter, but just couldn't sustain it.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but that's footy, mate. And
well, it's that's what you want. I mean, it's prelim finals. You want a tough final. It was a bit wet. And I just thought Richmond seemed to handle the pressure and use the ball that little bit better when they needed to. And Port just seemed to fumble a little bit, give the ball up in the wrong sort of they move the ball so fast now, but sometimes the decision-making process doesn't work.
Yeah, but the pressure's there.
Yeah, and that's what I think we don't get. Like we look and go, oh, you should have done this, but the pressure is immense, and that's the difference now. And, of course, at those games and I still feel sorry for Charlie Dixon because he just gets triple teamed all the time, and the ball did not get delivered to him well. That was another big issue.
Well, look, in the they had the Brownlow medal as well.
They did.
Another unique viewing. It wasn't live. It was done online and
in different venues all over the place, which isn't a bad idea. I mean, maybe they should do that more often.
Now, the winner was Lachie Neal from Brisbane. He was a red-hot favourite. He won by 10 votes from
31 votes.
From Travis Boak from Port Adelaide, who we've been singing his praises, haven't we?
Yeah, well, he has had a great season and polled very well, as expected. But I think Lachie Neal was the hot favourite going in, wasn't he?
Yeah. Now, Lachie Neal, he comes from the southeast, doesn't he, in Narracle?
He does. From I hope I say this right, but it's either – I think it's Kybe Bolite, which is down near Narracourt.
Yep.
And he was a St. Peter's boy. So
I believe he played
South
for
Aussie.
Glenelg as well.
He did, yeah.
So that's, another South Aussie mate. Yeah.
Maybe we should get him back to Port Adelaide.
Wow.
Because Gavin Wanganeen was his idol growing up, he said. Yeah. It was not a bad idol to have, is it?
No. But Travis, he was 10 behind, but he still got the runners up. So that's really good.
Here's an interesting point. Travis Boak scored more votes than all of the Crows put together.
Yeah.
How's that for a little stat for you? Do you like that one? You like
well,
that stat?
I suppose
one player
yeah.
from one team scored more than Adelaide all put together, all of their players.
Well, how many games did Adelaide win?
Not many, we remember. They finished bottom, didn't they?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So
just checking.
Now, of interest, there was quite a few players that finished with 15 votes, finished fifth, including Dustin Martin and Patrick Dangerfield, two former Brownlow medalists. And
still in good form. So time to wrap it up, but obviously Geelong trounced Brisbane.
Yeah.
And so we've got a Geelong-Richmond grand final. So I'm going to go for Geelong. Who's your money on?
I'm going to go for Dustin Martin's Richmond.
Okay, so we will see next week who's got it right.
So into another Carlin Lade Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.